May I have your attention, please? I want to make something clear. The President will be making an announcement and making brief remarks. Thereafter, he will not be taking any questions, and Mr. Terhorst will not be taking any questions either. Mr. Terhorst will hold a briefing at 3 o'clock. Thank you.
President of the United States.
Good morning. Number one, it's a nice opportunity this morning to get reacquainted with many of you who suffered with me when I was over here with Ev Dirksen and subsequently with Hugh Scott. So let me say that I look forward to meeting the new faces, and it's a pleasure to see those that I've known before. I have two profound announcements to make. We will have one of yours as my press secretary, Jerry Terhorst. We will, of course, have Paul Mildage and Bill Roberts with Jerry. We haven't worked out all the titles and responsibilities, but that will be our team, and I hope and trust that they can work with you as well as Paul and Bill have worked with the people that I've been working with. The second one is, the second very profound announcement. I understand that where many of you are standing, there is a swimming pool. And you know my great interest in aquatic activity. I haven't made a firm decision yet. I don't know whether we should solicit your recommendations or whether we should confine it to the National Security Council or some other very important body. Let me say again, I do look forward to working with you. We will have, I trust, the kind of rapport and friendship as we've had in the past, and I don't ask you to treat me any better than I would expect in reverse. We will have an open, we will have a candid administration. I can't change my nature after 61 years. So all I can say is thank you for your kindnesses in the past, your reporting good and bad mistakes, and maybe a few pluses. And I say again, good luck to you, and thanks for the opportunity of seeing you this morning. Thank you. I should tell you that Jerry Terhorst was, along with several others, responsible for my first political success. He and another very fine reporter from Grand Rapids connived to help me get a little extra space in the Grand Rapids press. And I'm just delighted to have Jerry with us here on this occasion. Thank you very much.